Bill O'Reilly here, Monday, August 30th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. The bodies of 13 U.S. soldiers killed in Afghanistan return to America. Hurricane Ida smashes into Louisiana. Governor Newsom's recall now too close to call. Florida's COVID crisis escalates. Child obesity surging during the pandemic. Also ahead, some straight talk about President Biden. But first, the bodies of 13 U.S. service members landing at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware. The flag-draped coffins were met by a small group, including President Biden and the First Lady. Said Mr. Biden, quote, "Their bravery and selflessness has enabled more than 117,000 people at risk to reach safety thus far." More on President Biden and Afghanistan coming up. Hurricane Ida crashing into Louisiana with wind gusts of 185 miles per hour. Hundreds of thousands have evacuated New Orleans, which lost power, the whole city. The storm now the strongest ever to hit the Bayou State. It all happened the same day Katrina hit 16 years ago. Latest polls show the race to replace Governor Newsom in California too close to call. A survey from 538 has 49% of Golden State voters hoping to give Newsom the boot, while 48% want him to stay. The vote is September 14th. Florida, now the worst spot in the country for COVID. 14 portable morgues were sent to the region over the weekend to deal with the rising death rate. More than 1,700 fatalities last week in the Sunshine State, compared to just 200 in early June. A new report from the American Medical Association says childhood obesity is rising since COVID hit. The greatest change occurred among children ages 5 through 11. Their rate of obesity jumped from 36% to 45%. That's a lot of chubby kids. Doctors blame the weight gain on remote learning, lack of exercise, fast food, and of course, sugar. In a moment, President Biden, some well-needed straight talk on him. Right back. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD. 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day, straight talk about Joe Biden. This message will take no prisoners, nor will it evacuate anyone. What I am saying needs to be said, and I will say it. President Biden is not able to effectively run the United States of America. He is directly responsible for the death and destruction in Afghanistan, as well as thousands of poor migrants being brutalized in Mexico at this very moment. These are humanitarian disasters on a massive scale. Mr. Biden is a diminished man living in a world of delusion, and now the entire world knows it. no one really understands who exactly is running the executive branch of the U.S. government. It is certainly not Joe Biden. But the president hired his staff and the cabinet and the woke generals who are embarrassing the military and putting them in grave danger. The corrupt corporate media also responsible for the incredible mess Mr. Biden has created. Its destructive hatred of President Trump led us to this point. The press did everything it could, including peddling rank falsehoods to demean and destroy Donald Trump. The result? Perhaps the most incompetent leader in American history is in the Oval Office right now. Anti-Trump fanatics like Juan Williams and Matthew Dowd still spew incomprehensible gibberish about what a great job old Joe is doing. The Democratic Party also responsible for the madness that's on vivid display. Speaker Nancy Pelosi will not answer questions about Afghanistan. Why should she? The Congresswoman cannot even explain why her own San Francisco district is overrun with criminality and social chaos. In addition, every single American who voted for Joe Biden is indirectly responsible for America's dramatic decline. And it's not just overseas or at the border. Inflation is galloping. The individual work ethic is being destroyed, right along with important American traditions like due process and self-reliance. Yes, most people who voted for Biden did so to get rid of Trump. But casting a ballot on emotion almost always leads to disaster, and that's what we are now facing as a nation. Like many Americans, I cringe when the President of the United States has to answer questions or read the teleprompter. I've been around long enough to know when a person is not able to do a job. There is no debate here. Joe Biden cannot run the country, and the damage he is doing is enormous. As for a comeback, come on, man, as Biden might say. Biology is a definite science. Every person ages. All of us are slaves to time. Joe Biden's time has passed. That is the truth. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Every day, millions of American children are being indoctrinated with critical race theory in major school districts all over the country. A true catastrophe. Adults can escape the toxic ideology. Captive children cannot. The critical race theory seeks to marginalize all white people because of the slave legacy in America. Therefore, the current system that we have here has to go because it's racist and must be replaced in the name of equity, that is, favoring African Americans. That concept now being taught in cities across America. Here are a few. Teachers in Philadelphia protested when state lawmakers moved to ban CRT from the classroom. The teachers wanted it. Said one local educator, "We're going to continue to encourage our teachers to teach about racism and to teach the truth about the past of this country," unquote. New York City also wants CRT. The school board dismissed a parent's objection last year after a fifth grader in math class was informed that the design of the subway system in New York is racist. Other districts that promote CRT, LA, Boston, Portland, Oregon, and of course, the city by the bay. The San Francisco Chronicle ran a headline last week claiming, quote, critical race theory doesn't teach kids to hate white people. It teaches them the truth they deserve. Sure it does. What a crock. And here's something else you might not know. A handful of states are banning CRT in public schools. The ideology is now barred in Florida, Arkansas, Idaho, Oklahoma. Like legislation is being debated in Michigan, Tennessee, Texas, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Ohio, South Dakota, Arizona, Kentucky, Utah, and New Hampshire. Critical race theory is being pushed by an unholy alliance of schools, big business, and corporate media, dividing the country's children into oppressors, white kids, or the oppressed, black kids. That is brutally unfair. Back after this.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.